X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
As an older player, and I say that respectfully.
And he's just 32.
I was going to say, 32 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes the Brinkett slicing through. Penalty over. Out of the box and wide open. In the clear, Veron, and he scores! What a way to join the Red Wings! Serving at too many men on the ice. He puts the Red Wings in front, 2-1.
Veron getting his first goal of the year in a Red Wings jersey. Congratulations to him. He kind of matches what Mantha did in his first outing there for the Capitals. So the proverbial monkey off the back there for Veron, and a very good game for the Detroit Red Wings last night, if you're able to watch it on Bally Sports Detroit. I love Mickey Redmond and Ken Daniels chatting there, you know, and Mickey said, you know, respectfully at 32. And those two guys, I mean, you know, we talk about somebody who's 30 years of age and older in pro sports, like, you know, he's old, you know, old yeller. You got to take him out back. Like, geez, at 32, he's just a young man. Got plenty of life ahead of him. That's how we do it in the sports world. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Meyer Supercenter guest line is open, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Let's get to that Meyer Supercenter guest line. We've got Steve on hold. Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
I'm good, Anthony. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well, my friend.
Good. Morning, Big Dan and Ryan. Hey, Ryan, I was thinking about what you said about the microwave issue. I was working one time two halls away from the break room, and somebody put fish in it. It was like, it seemed like it was coming through the air vents. It like stunk for 3 days in there.
That's brutal.
No fish in the break room. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Some moron didn't understand that. We never found out who it was either. So.
Some moron, he says. My first job in radio, the one studio I worked in, the guy, one of the guys would always have like these egg breakfast sandwiches, and it was just like the scent of like breakfast egg, and it just fermented in the studio. There was a microwave in the actual studio itself, and I noticed one day that the windscreen, like I have a windscreen on my microphone, if you can see it on television, it's a black windscreen on a black microphone. And I've been using this microphone now for, you know, roughly a year since, you know, working from home. Yeah, I've had it. I would say we're probably at our 1 year anniversary with this thing. And it looks like it just came out of the box. The windscreen in the studio was like a gray, right? It was a gray color. But at the point of it where you'd speak into, it had turned like orange. And I remember sitting there one day, I'm like, why is this windscreen like this? Like, why am I?
Someone's chewing on it. Someone's putting their mouth on it.
I'm not going to tell you. I am going to tell you what I. And so I'm looking at it, and I kind of got a little close to it, and I went, just gave it like a sniff, because I've got really good sense of smell. And I'm telling you, I never use that microphone again.
Okay.
I wanted to put gloves on and take.
If you're in a communal studio, bring your own windscreen. Bring your own.
Just horrific. I'll never, and that was one of those things, like now when I see microphones, I'm always looking at them. When I was working in the studio in Toledo, I always brought my own windscreen, put it on, took it off on my way out, kept it in a plastic baggie. Never had anything to worry about.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people don't even think about that, you know?
You could tell the kind of homes they grew up in. That's a direct reflection of the pig pen, the mess that they came from, if they treat the community break room like that.
Absolutely. A couple other things, and I'll let you go. I was going to talk about Goff and Stafford, but I got sideways here with some of the things you guys were talking about. This is for Big Dan. Big Dan, did you hear about the new bowling hero, 18 years old? His name is Andy Neuer. They call him the Ginger Assassin. He converted a 7-10 split for only the fourth time in PBA Tour history on TV in the past 30 years.
I saw that. That was a quite the spare make. The way he shot at it was definitely unconventional for a lefty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I figured, you saw it, so that's good. I figured, hey, maybe Big Dan would like this. And the other thing, I'll let you guys go, you were talking about announcers and that. For hockey, it was you guys probably don't even remember. I know you don't remember this. Bruce Martin and Sid Abel on the radio. And the other one was John Madden, Pat Summerall. They were doing the 1982 Super Bowl from the Silver Dome with Cincy beating San Fran beating Cincy 26-21. That was my favorite crew. And Don Creakey, I don't know if you guys remember him. I liked him also. Have a great, safe weekend, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend, Steve. That Super Bowl at the Silver Dome, I actually have a football from that Super Bowl, which is, yeah, it's in my childhood bedroom, a football. Is this the play, by the way, that you were speaking of?
Processes to becoming a champion.
The Ginger Assassin? PBA,
especially
Fox Sports One.
Well, yeah, he made a 7-10 split last
right
week.
Again,
oh,
you can see that ball breaking looser.
Oh, you hear the pins? On, the man. Ginger Assassin. He's got like a mullet going on, but he's losing his hair up top, and he's in an American flag like bowling shirt. I don't know if I'd go American flag on my bowling shirt. I've always wanted to join a bowling league, but I've never had the time to do so. And I'm terrible at bowling. Maybe Dan would have me on his team one day, and he could carry me.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He got the 7-10, Randy! He did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet!
Courtesy of Fox.
Talk about great announcers that need their shine.
I'm telling you what. I mean, he hurled that thing, too. I thought the 7-10, you had to kind of like spin it and hit one pin. I mean, he just bashed that thing into the back of the wall. Pins flying everywhere. I mean, just drilled one pin, and that thing just shot off the back and clipped the other one. I always wondered how they get the 7-10. Freddie's on hold. Let's get to Freddie now in the Meyer Supercenter guest line. Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Yeah, I saw that on TV. That thing was sweet, I'll tell you.
Hey, Freddie, by the way, is a marketing machine now. He's got Zoe doing some modeling of his T-shirts. Oh, man, Freddie.
Don't forget the helmet, the little helmet company that I went to.
That's right.
That.
I saw somebody wanted Eric Tipton wanted a Monroe Jefferson helmet throwback.
That's it. Those are my guys, man. Those are my Monroe guys. They'll all be at the golf outing. Those are my guys, man.
You know guys. Eric Tipton?
I know all those guys. Those are my guys.
Wow.
Doug Moran, Jason Tipton. I golfed in their outing one time for the, forgive me his name, the one that passed away with this skateboard or the snowboard. He was A.J. Epler. That's it.
You know the Epler family.
I know of them from the golf outing, but I don't know them personally.
Well, let me tell you about the Eplers. Angelo and Alyssa, twins. Right? Brother, sister, twin combination, both in the Jefferson High School Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I guess my buddy Corey, who is the big Jim Price on Twitter, which is golfing on our team, by the way, he's really good. His coach and pitching coach in baseball. So I guess he was a really good pitcher, from what I understand. A.J. Epler.
Yeah, and an incredible talent.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, but I called because Dan's comment when he said BS on me made me think. He said a lot of people go to Twitter.
Uh-oh, he's hit that spot on Warren Avenue. Oh boy. Yep, we've officially lost Freddie. We'll have to come back to him. I can't believe he knows the Epler family. And Angelo, I mean, Angelo Epler, God bless him. I mean, he married an absolute knockout, Mara Rendina. She went to my high school, a knockout. Whole family, God bless them. They own Pete's Garage, Michigan Bar and Grill. Oh, fantastic family. Two brothers, great. Great. Love the Rendinas. Johnny and Joe Ray, those guys. You want to know what? They're in the restaurant business. You want to know what's great about them? Whichever brother is at Pete's Garage that night, working that night, they will literally go around to every table and say hello to everybody. Everybody, it doesn't matter who's there, if they know them or not, they'll come. They thanks for coming by. How are you? How's the food? They do it to everybody. The mark of good small business, right there. We'll have to get back to Freddie if he ever gets some good cell service. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. We're having a little reunion time here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Thunder. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more, especially when it comes to baseball. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use SHEPBET100 as the code to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or Thunder to hit a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com. That's BLOWLOW.com today. And feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better and you'll feel better the next day. Blowlow.com. Use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meyer guest line. Meyer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kahalen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000, or holler at us at the Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. Freddie is back. He's got cell reception. He's probably out there at his brand new picnic tables outside the restaurant. Freddie, welcome back to the show.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm driving down 275, and Dan knows the spot where the dump is.
Yep.
And, well, there's a dip that goes down and up and down. Every time I go down, that's usually when I call my mom or my wife, because then the phone goes out and I have to deal with either one of them. So they can't hear me, then they end up hanging up, especially my mother. She drives me nuts.
Love
my mom. She drives me nuts.
Does she?
Well, listen, it's good.
That's their job, Freddie. That's their job.
I know. It's good. This is kind of funny, and probably people are going to be like, are you nuts? But my mom is exactly like the mom from Soprano, Tony Soprano. So she's just the same way.
Come on.
When Tony's mom and Junior are in the car and they're talking about how, you know, the kids are messing up the business and they're hurting like our friends and they, you know, they don't show any respect. These kids don't know what they're doing. That is one of the best conversations ever, because you can apply that to any family business like that. Like listening to that conversation from The Sopranos of the mom and Junior in the car, and it's like sitting there listening to my grandparents.
100%, man. And that's why every time Sopranos pops on, I watch, and when I hear people say they've never watched Sopranos, I almost want to punch them in the face. I mean, how could you not watch Sopranos? It just blows me away.
I did that during quarantine for the first time, Freddie. So I can now see you without you punching me in the face. I never had HBO growing up, so I finally was able to get access to watch The Sopranos. I'm still working on being able to watch The Godfather.
They played it on Bravo.
I have the Blu-rays. I will bring them in on Monday, Ryan. I have them.
I will start with number 3.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare start with number three.
Oh, come on. Number three is don't not that bad.
Three's awful. Three can't shake a stick at one or two.
Andy Garcia's great, man. Are you kidding me? I miss him, man. He's gotten old now. You don't see him in any movies anymore. You see him in the show now, but you don't see him in any more movies. Hey, by the way, Chef, if you're listening, no tie. I like you without the tie. You guys saw him yesterday without the tie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no ties now. Bally Sports. Well, only special occasions, I believe.
I like without the tie. And this is going to sound kind of cruel. Jack Morris, I love you because, you know, I watch you as a kid. Jack Morris is not skipping any more meals, is he? I got to tell you. He's not skipping a meal lately. He's gotten kind of big, man. So, but, you know, he's my guy. Sorry, Jack. Don't be mad at me. Dan, ask him when you see him. His first game he ever started in the Major League Baseball was a complete game. I think I'm right on that. Ask him, okay? So
I will. I'll ask him tonight.
Yeah, you don't see that often. I mean, you'll never see that anymore. But his first career start, I believe, was a complete game in the Major League, which is, you know, you don't see that anymore. So I thought it was kind of amazing. But don't tell him about the eating comment because, you know, he might get mad at me. But I called about Dan about his BS comment. Now, I say fans don't watch sports anymore unless their teams are in the playoffs, okay? And Dan mentioned about how people are going to Twitter, millions of people. That's kind of my point. Do you think Dan, Anthony, Ryan, people go to Twitter, are sitting there complaining, not watching the game? That's kind of what I mean by the whole thing. They're not paying attention to the game. They're paying attention to Twitter.
Yeah, the consumption of sports is much different. You know, they're going to Twitter and they're watching. They're getting highlights versus watching full games. They're on Instagram. They're getting those push notifications. They're on Twitter. They're sharing their comments and debates on Facebook. And social media has really changed the way that we consume sports. You used to think about it, you'd sit down, you'd watch a game with your dad or whomever, and you'd actually sit there and you'd watch the game, right? And now there's like a million things going on. And, you know, one of the things, especially like at the Lions, for example, so they have these luxury, like giant Lazy Boys and the Quicken Loans, like I forget what the name of the thing is, the Quicken Loans something. They're probably Rocket Mortgage seats now, push button, whatever. And they have TVs built right where you have the armrest, you can, you know, recline in the recliner, and there's like three levels of them. And they have TV screens now where you watch the game on TV and you get your fantasy stats at the same time. It's the whole reason why I have a job there is that, you know, during the game, a break in the second quarter, halftime, third quarter, fourth quarter, whatever the case may be, when we have time, we give updates, we show highlights from around the league because you want to keep fans engaged. And part of that is they want to know what's going on around the league. They want to know what's going on with their fantasy teams. And, you know, we're constantly looking down.
I was at the Lions-Browns game like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting there after the first quarter. This guy runs out to the field and does the Tim Hortons donut race. And his name was Anthony Bellino. Came out on the bike, and I'm like, who is this guy? And you remember running out on the field and doing that?
When we had fans in the stands, and I was just getting started, so we had a pregame show, and then that was it. And then during the game, I would be all around the stadium, like, you know, holiday game, we're dropping off like Nintendos to small children. Hey, I'm in section 107. We'd go down on the field, and it was like, hey, when it's go time, you gotta run on the field, like get the fans, you gotta get on the field. Let's get through this. I'll introduce you real quick. We'll have a little fun and go. Like, don't. And then when it's over, like, get off the field as quickly as possible.
Yep, I remember that. And then we were by those they shoot those flames, man. You could feel the heat from those flames sitting in the 10, 15 rows up. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah, that was kind of my thing with the sports. I think when your teams are in the playoffs, people are kind of watching. And thankfully, I don't get on Twitter much anymore when it comes to sports. But before, back in the day, you know, I was even part of it, taking shots at teams and, you know, or fans. You know, just, you know, especially Michigan fans. I love to have fun with Michigan fans because they get all their panties in a bunch. But that's kind of what I was getting at. So Ryan, that microwave idea, I know how you can fix that problem. Not just the fish. Put that fish in the newspaper and then stick it into the microwave. I guarantee you won't have a problem anymore.
Will do. Yeah, guys, and Freddie, I looked it up for Jack Morris's first career start. It was not technically a complete game because he went 9 innings. The game went 10.
Oh, isn't that kind of funny how one of his best games was a 10-inning gem in the 1-0 playoff game for the Minnesota Twins. Well, talking about a storybook career, I'll tell you. I got to watch it front and center.
That's when guys used to go 8, 9, 10 innings. You know, now they go 4. They got to get pulled. You know?
Dude, I'm telling you.
When I was a kid, Freddie.
Jack Morris was a bulldog, dude. I'm telling you. Sparky would walk out there. Jack would stick his finger in his face and say, dude, get out of here. Get your little scrawny old man ass out of here, and I'm finishing this game. Jack Morris was a bulldog, dude. He really was. So, sorry, guys, for swearing.
No, that's all right. Freddie, man, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Sorry, guys.
This was good. This was good.
Love you guys.
Bye. All right, love you too, man. It's fantastic. You guys see the music in the background?
No, we didn't notice it at all.
Really?
Yes, Anthony, we hear it.
Good. I can't believe Ryan hasn't seen The Godfather.
Nope.
There's so much you can learn from that. So much you can learn from that.
Like what?
Like just rules about your household.
How to disassemble a horse? Sonny's thinking about going to the mattresses.
Hey, forget the gun, grab the cannoli. Maybe you should, you know, use the horse for the microwave issue.
Oh.
Just saying.
Part of me just wants to just hide the microwave.
I mean, you get a fish wrapped up in a newspaper. That's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. Your days are probably numbered. It's all coming to an end, just like this segment. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of Twin Spires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Twin Spires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. Twin Spires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use Twin Spires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
And Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by Twin Spires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the Twin Spires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hayland, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you here this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. 396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audiences as well on Comcast Channel 900 and in Ohio on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can check us out online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. A latest mock draft had the Lions taking Devontae Smith and Justin Fields falling all the way to number 24. And I was presented because I did the Pro Football Focus mock draft machine. I decided to fire it up, and I was presented with the four options that most people would lose their minds over. You can get Sewell from Oregon, Jamar Chase, a wide receiver out of LSU, Parsons, the linebacker out of Penn State, or Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State. Those are the four best available graded players, according to Pro Football Focus, still on the board at number seven when I fired up the mock draft machine, which is, you know, there's a lot of discussion over who the Lions should take. What is the biggest need? And so that's been on the poll question. We put it up yesterday. 42% say go tackle, go offensive line. 35% say Jamar Chase, the wide receiver out of LSU. Ryan, during the break, brought up a very good point about our past traumas in dealing with the Lions and their picking of wide receivers. And are we over this idea that the Lions couldn't take Jamar Chase at seven? Because if we go back in time, and we go all the way back to the 02 draft when Joey Harrington was selected third overall quarterback out of Oregon, the Lions then went to try to get him weapons. They needed weaponry for this offense. And they drafted, in 2003, Charles Rogers. In 2004, at Michigan State. 2004, Roy Williams out of Texas. Hook 'em. Used to love that celebration. Right? In 2005, Mike Williams out of USC. They went wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver at number two, number seven, and number 10. And then, after taking Ernie Sims out of Florida State, I loved him. They went back to the wide receiver well in Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, Calvin Johnson at number two overall. So they had Charles Rogers, Roy Williams, Mike Williams, and Calvin Johnson. How did they not score? How was that offense not just ridiculous? Well, Charles Rogers underachieved. Roy Williams was pretty good. Mike Williams was, ugh. And Calvin, of course, is Hall of Fame worthy. So you bring all of that to the table, and you're wondering to yourself, you know, it almost caused like this idea that the Lions should never draft another wide receiver in the top 10 ever again. And I just don't think that's the case. I don't think that you can hold Justin Fields accountable for what past quarterbacks out of Ohio State have failed to do at the NFL level. I don't think you can hold any of these previous wide receivers and the fact that it didn't work out outside of Calvin. And I would say that Roy Williams worked out to a certain extent. Charles Rogers and Mike Williams, all right, you hit 50%. Like, not bad for top 10 picks.
You think Roy Williams worked out? No. Anthony, everyone from day one, people didn't like him because of the dumb first down thing.
I mean, I didn't dislike him because of the hook'em thing. He's from Texas. Roy Williams in 06 had 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns. That was the most in the NFC. Had 24 catches.
How many games did they win that year?
Right. So what I'm saying is that like they got all this weaponry together, and it should have worked out. Like, you think about the talent that was drafted there.
They
like,
didn't have anybody else, Anthony.
That is
my... They couldn't draft defensive players to save their lives.
So we are now presented with this new Detroit Lions team, right? Who had, you thought their defense was bad then. They had statistically the worst defense in franchise history last year. And you have people telling me that you want to use number seven on a quarterback of the future. You had all of that weaponry, all that firepower, and you couldn't win games because you had no defense. You have to be able to defend. I mean, look at what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did in the Super Bowl against the best offense in the league, in Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, if you can defend, if you can have linebackers that can run sideline to sideline, if you can pressure the quarterback, if you can cover. You're going to win football games. You can win football games. If your defense can hold a team to 15 points or less, you have to be able to win that football game. You must. If they can hold them to 20 or less, you give yourself a really good opportunity. So we've seen this team invest in offense, and we've seen the fact that it didn't work. Now, was the coaching staff there? Was the management there? Was the franchise in? I mean, we haven't played a game yet, but I'd say the franchise is exponentially better off today than it was 10 years ago. Would you disagree with that? And have we moved past this trauma, this narrative, that the Lions shouldn't select the receiver at 7? I'm not saying that they should take Ja'Marr Chase. The guy had 1,700 yards in 12 games. Like, that's crazy. That is a wild amount of production in such a limited amount of time. Or do they need to go offensive line and go with the tackle out of Oregon and Penei Sewell? If they do that and pair him with Jonah Jackson, who was a really good draft selection, and Frank Ragnow and Taylor Decker, you have 4 out of the 5 offensive line positions ready to roll game one. That's really, if he's there, that's really hard to turn away from. And that might not be the sexiest pick out of all of them. But if he's there at 7, what if Denver wants to move up? You know, that's what it comes down to. Is a team like the Atlanta Falcons, are they going to hang Pat where they're at? And are they going to go with a guy like Kyle Pitts? Or are they going to go with Jalen Waddle or Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith? Are they going to go and get Matt Ryan somebody else to throw the ball to? Because you look at Calvin Ridley, you look at Julio Jones, and it's like, okay, well, how does that team not win football games? How does Julio Jones not score touchdowns? Right? They should. He should. But does a team like Denver, now that Carolina's out of the quarterback hunt because they just traded for Sam Darnold, does a team like Denver have to jump up to number 4 with Atlanta if Atlanta is set on, hey, we don't need a quarterback here? Is that what's most attractive for Denver? Do they have to jump to 6 and deal with the Dolphins? Because all signs point to Jags are going quarterback, Jets are going quarterback, San Francisco moved up to go quarterback. So then you have Atlanta taking the first non-quarterback off the board, unless somebody falls to him that they absolutely love, and they're like, okay, we're going to groom this guy under Matt Ryan. But then you kind of suck the wind out of the sails of adding a talent to your roster that can help you win right now. And if that happens, and let's say they go Kyle Pitts, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, how do you not take Ja'Marr Chase and pair him back up with Joe Burrow after all the success they had at LSU together? You need a pass catcher. Then you're looking at the Dolphins. What are the Dolphins going to do? What do they need the most? And that's how you might have this idea where you could have Parsons, you could have one of those top 3 wide receivers, or Pitts, depending on who's there. Or you could have the best tackle in football, many say. That is a really difficult decision for a team that, let's face it, doesn't have a lot of pass catching right now with the Detroit Lions. Quintez Cephas, the only returner coming back. You know, that's definitely a position of need for a quarterback, a new quarterback in a new system. You know, fresh start for the franchise, you're going to need someone to throw the ball to. That's a fact. Is the wide receiver position deep enough that maybe you bypass wide receiver at 7 and you can hold out until maybe the 3rd round and get a guy like Nico Collins? Will Nico Collins be a better professional than he was at the collegiate level? Did his collegiate production fail? Or I wouldn't say fail because he wasn't a failure, but did Nico Collins's college production not match expectation because of erratic and inconsistent quarterback play at Michigan? Yes. Should Nico Collins have had better stats at Michigan? 100%. So should Donovan Peoples-Jones. Right? But DPJ's in Cleveland, and you know, go ahead and do your thing. I'm looking at this Lions team, and it's a very, very realistic situation that although it might not be Ja'Marr Chase individually, maybe it is Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith. Right? Any one of those 3, let's just say they're all interchangeable. and you still have Kyle Pitts on the board, and you still have the number one tackle in college football on the board, I think you could take Trey Lance out of the question. I don't think you need to address it. I think it's a waste of a pick. I'm not mad at Jeffrey Okuda. I think you got a talented cornerback there. I'm not mad at Oruwariye. I think you have a talented quarterback cornerback there, too.
Shep asked me last night, would you consider Kyle Trask in the fourth round?
Yes. In the fourth round, yes. I mean, we've said, I feel like that's been a couple months. If you're going to go quarterback and you want to get somebody that, you know, you want to get a backup that you can have some legitimate faith in and maybe start to groom a little bit if the golf experiment doesn't work out over the next few years, then absolutely go with a Kyle Trask in round four. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But I think these first few picks, you got to hit. You have to. And if you go offensive tackle and you have now have four young cornerstone pieces on the offensive line, that's huge. If you can get a value pick out of Nico Collins in round three, if you can address the backup quarterback position and maybe look at that for the future in Kyle Trask in the fourth round, sure, you still need a safety. You still need linebacker, right? You still need defensive line. So I guess when we put the poll question out about which one would you take, and you know, Sewell, I just retweeted it, 42% of the votes. Ja'Marr Chase has 35%. Micah Parsons, 18%. I feel like that's a little low on what could be a franchise cornerstone piece on the defense. I mean, when's the last time we had a linebacker that you looked at and said, yeah, no, defense has got to be worried about, or offenses have to be worried about that guy right there on that defense? Could he be a Von Miller or Ray Lewis type of guy that is a franchise cornerstone? A Suggs. Is that him? A Luke Kuechly.
Hey, don't forget DeAndre Levy was nearing that, and then his career was cut short, which really stinks.
Really stinks.
And everyone loved him. Everyone loved him, too.
Especially the way that it happened. Like, just brutal. I look at these mock drafts. I love where the Lions are at. So if the Lions are there at 7 and all those players are on the board, Sewell's on the board, Parsons on the board, Ja'Marr Chase is on the board, and the Denver Broncos call you because, you know, Trey Lance is there, and the guy's played a couple D1AA games, and everybody's really high on him, he might turn out to be really great. But if Denver calls, are you willing to bounce back knowing that Carolina's not going to go quarterback and they're going to take one of those prospects off the board? Yeah. If Denver said, we want to flip you 7 for 9 and they give a pick in the fourth or fifth round, do you do it? I am having a hard time saying no. If they give you third round pick as well, if it's in this year's draft, if it's in next year's draft, more than likely I'm going to take that too, knowing that Carolina is going to take a skill position guy off the board, knowing that Carolina could take Micah Parsons, knowing they could. But if Sewell's there, then I think you almost have to take him. I think you do. Because when you look at the success that Dallas has been able to have, if DeAndre Swift is going to be the guy, Kerryon's going to carry himself on out of here, and DeAndre Swift is going to be the guy moving forward, if they could develop any semblance of a run game, that's going to help Jared Goff out just as much. We look at perimeter weapons and Quintez Cephas. He's there. All right. Who else? Well, don't forget about tight end TJ Hockenson. You know, do you have to be in 11 personnel the whole game? You might. Might go one tight end, one running back, and three wide receivers. You just got to figure out who the other two wide receivers outside of Quintez Cephas are going to be. What are you, Ryan, who are you taking in that spot? You going tackle? You going linebacker? You going wide receiver? Like, this is a really difficult decision.
It's not. You take Penei Sewell. You just lock up that offensive line. If he's gone, which I think he will be, then it's open season. You take best player there. I think it's time we get over the wide receiver narrative for the Lions. I mean, it's been how long since we've drafted a receiver in the first round? I mean, when we drafted TJ Hockenson, people are still like, oh, there they go, draft another guy like that. It's like, yeah, you need skill people every, like, 3 or 4 years. It is the NFL.
It is the NFL. And if you get a guy that you think can be a game breaker, like what we see in Kansas City, if you can build an offense that can put points up like that, you can win a Super Bowl.
That, and like looking at the wide receiver room right now, like you need, like it's a high priority.
Sparse. Is there even a room?
So
it's just like one desk.
Because even if it is, if by some miracle Kyle Pitts does fall to seven, like you take him. He's not going to be a tight end right on the end of the line. He's going to be spread out.
He's more Jimmy Graham than he is Travis Kelce or George Kittle. And he's more Megatron than TJ Hockenson. Like his measurables, like everything matches up. Like that's kind of who he's kind of Calvin Johnson.
It's just like, yeah. Well, it's like Devin Funchess. He was a tight end at Michigan. He went into the draft as a wide receiver. Because it's like, yeah, I'm not about that blocking thing, which is fine. Like, he knew what his skills were, and he's had a nice career in the NFL being a receiver.
You just hope that, I mean, wherever they're at. I mean, you look at some of the picks. Frank Ragnow, TJ Hockenson, Jeff Okuda, and I know that it drives Freddie crazy that I give Okuda a pass last year, but I just think athletically speaking, it's the most challenging position on the field. And when you don't have, when you have everybody talking about the fact that you don't have rookie minicamp, you don't have OTAs, and you're walking in there and you know, you look at the schedule that the Lions played and who he's lined up across from, that is not an easy ask for a guy that was a number three overall selection.
But it's really not about that, Anthony. I mean, he struggled last year. The issue was they had a guy. They could have just signed him. We've been talking about it for years that this team they refuse to spend money on guys other than quarterback, apparently, and, you know, washed-up defensive ends. So, they had the guy, and then they could have drafted a skilled position last year instead of the position we're in now.
That, and where was the interest for the number three pick? Look what San Francisco did before the draft this year to move up to take a quarterback. There was last year's quarterback class was also a very front-loaded class in quarterbacks, and the Lions decided to just sit there and take a corner when it's like, okay, why isn't Miami moving up to where you are? Why aren't the Chargers moving up to three? Like, why isn't someone jumping up? And, yeah, if you want to take a CUDA, that's fine, but Okuda would have been there at 6, 7.
The failure
of your GM to move out of that pick for more, to draft a corner. Like, that's the biggest egregious part of it.
Yeah, because there definitely was. If they would have sold Tua more, then you have you gain that draft pick there. In exchange for capital. Step aside, back with more Hour 3 next here on X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. When the Tigers landed in Houston after getting swept in Cleveland, manager A.J. Hinch didn't overreact to the losses. He just wanted his team to understand that they were about to play an Astros team that were once the team the Tigers are now, a team on the rise, a team still learning what it means to be a winner. Hinch believes his team can become the team that everyone hates to face, but he says his players have to learn how to carry themselves as winners before the winning begins. Stay on an even keel, keep working, follow the game plan. And they did just that in sweeping the Astros. The Tigers knocked each Astros starter out early, took the lead early in each game and added on, played mistake-free and with energy. It was hard to believe it was the same team we saw in Cleveland. It was one of the best road series wins the Tigers have had in years.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.